Hills is a town of 600 with no movie theater or video store, no bowling alley or restaurants. On the map, it can't be any further south or west and still be part of Minnesota. Most people work in nearby towns of Sioux Falls, Laverne, or Rock Rapids, Iowa. Hills is the home of the district's consolidated junior and senior high schools. The elementary school is 6 miles north in Beaver Creek.
The two towns joined the schools in 1966 before consolidation was even popular. Irma Shuby taught second grade at Hills for 21 years. She's retired now, but her cheerful personality endeared her to hundreds of students over the years. She says before the consolidation with Beaver Creek, her classroom was wall-to-wall seven-year-olds with mountains of workbooks. She says the state wanted each school district to have at least 300 students, and that's what led to the consolidation. The school boards made the decision with little public input. Shuby says the two towns were bitter sports rivals, and that lived on among some old-timers after the merger.
I know they would watch to see, like on the football team, how many kids were from Beaver and how many were from Hills playing on the varsity, you know, little things like that they'd all watch, but it all went over. I mean, nobody thinks about it anymore, no. I don't think. They did right at first.
Shuby says the students in 1966 got along better than the adults, but the tension quickly diminished. She says she liked going to teach in Beaver Creek because the classrooms were larger, although she says their multicolored pink and blue walls were the worst thing about the consolidation. Of course, to us, who are now sophomores in high school, this is all ancient history. Our experience with consolidation started 3 years ago.
As enrollment continued to decline, state officials wanted Hills Beaver Creek to consolidate with nearby Laverne. The two schools that make up Hills Beaver Creek had numerous fire and safety code violations. Ann Booby spearheaded the Save Our School campaign. She says the communities didn't want another consolidation and explored all their options.
Some of the options that I heard of were building one school, K-12, or building on two different sites, or remodeling, or to consolidate with the next district. So I think the community was in favor of updating the facilities with the money we could spend.
After public debate, voters overwhelmingly rejected consolidation to support a remodeling plan for the high school and the construction of a new elementary school. Many believed it was worth having higher taxes than focusing its support on a larger district 20 miles away. For Minnesota Public Radio News, I'm Brittany Olson.
I'm Becky Bruiser.
I'm Jana Hupp.
I'm Tanya Leonard.